Zentrale Prüfung 10, Englisch. Beispielaufgabe, Hauptschulabschluss. Wichtige Hinweise. Der Text, den du im Folgenden hörst, wird zweimal vorgespielt. Vor dem ersten Hören hast du Zeit, dich mit den Aufgaben vertraut zu machen.
Home Help. You are going to hear a radio interview between Mark and Jill from Benfield School and Alistair Maguire from Home Help. First, read the tasks 1 to 6. Then listen to the interview. Tick the correct box or complete the sentences while you are listening. Tick only one box. At the end, you will hear the interview again. Now read the tasks 1 to 6. You have 45 seconds to do this. Now listen to the interview and do tasks 1 to 6.
Hi everybody, I'm Jill Wolstenholm from the best school ever, Benfield School in Newcastle. And with me is Mark, my best friend and classmate. Today our school's radio, Teen Tunes, the station produced by teens, for teens, is proud to present Alistair Maguire from Home Help.
Thanks for the invitation, Jill, and of course I'm happy to be here with you. It's always fun to be at schools and talk to young people.
Thank you, Alistair. Well, let's get started. Our listeners are waiting for answers because some of them are not sure yet what to do after school. So let's hear what you can tell us about your organisation and, what's most important, what can you do for us?
Sure. You know, I work for Home Help UK, an organisation that offers help to those who would like to work for our country, no matter what you have done before or what you have learnt so far.
Sounds like don't dream it, do it. Well, are there any special projects you can tell us about? Take me, for example. I'm a very creative person. I like to interview people, things like that. So what can I do?
Well, I think you are doing an excellent job here, and so perhaps you'd like to work for a radio station on the Isles of Scilly from 1 to 6 months. Being a local reporter is a great experience, and maybe this could even be the right job for you.
And what about me? I'm really worried about the environment, and working outdoors is something I absolutely love.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. You can work for Wildlife Watch projects everywhere in the UK. Here you help animals in danger or plant trees. Just send in your application to Wildlife Trusts and that's it.
Wow, you should do that, Mark. But what about those of us who like meeting people from other countries but cannot pay for expensive trips? Plus, they can only do this job for about 6 to 8 weeks.
OK, why not help out at a youth hostel in summer? Some offer free accommodation and food. And in return, you have to prepare the meals or wash the dishes. And what's best, you meet people from all over the world and get the chance to make new friends. Any more questions?
Yes, something totally different. I've heard you also offer projects for people who are interested in our country's history. Don't laugh at me. I mean, I'm serious.
Actually, we've just started a new project called Dig It, which will be presented in Chester next month. It's all about things like finding and restoring old Roman buildings, like a bathhouse or villa buildings. It really is like detective work.
But what if you've never done anything like that before?
No problem at all. With this project especially, there's a training week before we start, and after that you can even decide if you want to stay or not. So come over and find out for yourself.
Sounds perfect. But Alistair, for those who are interested, where can they get more information?
Nothing could be easier. You are only one click away from a new adventure. Just leave your mail address and we will send you our monthly newsletter. So you will have the latest information about all our projects and all the addresses you need.
Great! Okay, thank you so much for the interview, Alistair, and hope to see you again.
Well, have fun whatever you do, and don't forget, Home Help will also help you.
Now listen to the interview again and check your answers.
Hi everybody, I'm Jill Wolstenholme from the best school ever, Benfield School in Newcastle. And with me is Mark, my best friend and classmate. Today our school's radio, Teen Tunes, the station produced by teens, for teens, is proud to present Alistair Maguire from Home Help.
Thanks for the invitation, Jill, and of course I'm happy to be here with you. It's always fun to be at schools and talk to young people.
Thank you, Alistair. Well, let's get started. Our listeners are waiting for answers because some of them are not sure yet what to do after school. So let's hear what you can tell us about your organisation and, what's most important, what can you do for us?
Sure. You know, I work for Home Help UK, an organisation that offers help to those who would like to work for our country, no matter what you have done before or what you have learnt so far.
Sounds like don't dream it, do it. Well, are there any special projects you can tell us about? Take me, for example. I'm a very creative person. I like to interview people, things like that. So what can I do?
Well, I think you are doing an excellent job here, and so perhaps you'd like to work for a radio station on the Isles of Scilly from 1 to 6 months. Being a local reporter is a great experience, and maybe this could even be the right job for you.
And what about me? I'm really worried about the environment, and working outdoors is something I absolutely love.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. You can work for Wildlife Watch projects everywhere in the UK. Here you help animals in danger or plant trees. Just send in your application to Wildlife Trusts and that's it.
Wow, you should do that, Mark. But what about those of us who like meeting people from other countries but cannot pay for expensive trips? Plus, they can only do this job for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, why not help out at a youth hostel in summer? Some offer free accommodation and food. And in return, you have to prepare the meals or wash the dishes. And what's best, you meet people from all over the world and get the chance to make new friends. Any more questions?
Yes, something totally different. I've heard you also offer projects for people who are interested in our country's history. Don't laugh at me. I mean, I'm serious.
Actually, we've just started a new project called Dig It, which will be presented in Chester next month. It's all about things like finding and restoring old Roman buildings, like a bathhouse or villa buildings. It really is like detective work.
But what if you've never done anything like that before?
No problem at all. With this project especially, there's a training week before we start, and after that you can even decide if you want to stay or not. So come over and find out for yourself.
Sounds perfect. But Alistair, for those who are interested, where can they get more information?
Nothing could be easier. You are only one click away from a new adventure. Just leave your mail address and we will send you our monthly newsletter. So you will have the latest information about all our projects and all the addresses you need.
Great! Okay, thank you so much for the interview, Alistair, and hope to see you again.
Well, have fun whatever you do, and don't forget, Home Help will also help you.
Ende der Hörverstehensaufgabe.